Happy Palm Sunday. We are now going to be, all of us, doing the palm pageant because you all have a role. You've already practiced some of it very well. I saw a lot of good palm waving. So you got that part down. Oh, does anyone not have a palm branch that needs one? We got lots. Okay. So the other part is written there in the bulletin. Towards the end of the pageant, you'll hear some of the actors saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." And we're all going to first, all of you, as soon as you hear that, you can chime in on that and wave your branches. But we're going to start quiet. So it's Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And then we're going to build up. But we're going to practice right now three times. The first time, really quiet. The second time, medium. And the third time, really loud. So, oh, that's why it wasn't working very well. Again, it's Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Ready? Get those branches up. Quiet first. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Good, you're all hired. So you'll be doing it more than the three times. I just wanted you to practice, and the idea is to build it, okay? So watch for your cue. Also, you'll need to watch. One of the actors will be asking you to stop. I think it will make sense to you when it happens.
Good morning. I'm Sanderson Cooper, reporting live from Jerusalem. We have reports that Jesus of Nazareth is in the area and may be coming into town today. We're looking for people to speak with about this. You, ma'am, are you familiar with this man from Nazareth?
Yes, he should be here shortly.
Is he really who people say he is, the Messiah?
I really cannot say.
Some say that he's going to deliver his people from the Roman power. Do you think he'll be driving in a Hummer?
Well, a few minutes ago, he told me and a friend to go find something he could ride. He told us to go ahead of him, and we would find a donkey that would be tied to a tree.
Really? What happened then?
We went down the road, and we found a donkey. The owner of it asked why we were untying it, and we told her exactly what Jesus told us to say.
And what was that?
That the Lord was in need of it.
Really? Well, where is this person? I'd like to speak to her.
She is right over there.
Oh, you, ma'am. Did someone just untie your donkey?
Yes. At first I thought it was strange, but when I asked the guys why they were taking my donkey, they said the Lord needs it.
Was it difficult to give to the Lord? I sometimes think it's difficult for me to give up things I want to keep for myself. Was it hard for you?
Well, she is my favorite donkey. I got her for my birthday.
Well, then why did you give it to him?
Well, it wasn't easy, but I know that everything I have is a gift from God, and I was glad that I was able to help him in some small way.
Well, thank you. Just a moment. This just in. We appear to have a report coming in via satellite from nearby Jericho by Lane Pauley.
Thank you, Sanderson. I'm here in Jericho, where I am going to speak with Mr. Zacchaeus, who has a very interesting story to share. Mr. Zacchaeus, I understand you had an interaction with this man from Nazareth. What can you tell me about him?
Well, I heard he was coming into Jericho a couple of days ago, and I wanted to go see him. I'm just a little guy, so I couldn't see over the crowd of people that had gathered.
Well, what did you do?
I climbed up this tree so I could see him, and then the strangest thing happened.
And what was that?
He saw me up in the tree, and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down out of that tree. I want to come to your house for lunch." I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe he would want to even see me, let alone go to my house for lunch.
Well, then what happened?
Well, a lot of people started saying things like, "Can you believe Jesus is going to his house? He's a tax collector. Can't believe Jesus would want to hang out with a cheating tax collector.
What happened next?
Well, I told Jesus I would give half my possessions to the poor, and that if I had cheated anyone, I would pay them back four times as much money.
What did Jesus say?
He said that he had come to seek out and to save the lost.
Well, thank you, Mr. Zacchaeus. Well, that's all we have from Jericho. Now over to Bob Goodward, reporting live from Jerusalem.
Thank you, Lane. Back here in Jerusalem, we have breaking news as we've begun to hear the crowd chanting something. You, ma'am, why are you here today?
I'm here to see Jesus. He's going to save us. Hosanna.
Thank you very much. How about you over here, ma'am? Why did you come here today?
I have been following this Jesus. He is a wonderful man, full of compassion for all, even the lost and outcast.
Thank you. Over here, sir. Why have you come here today?
I have seen this man Jesus perform miracles. He is a holy man, and I am filled with hope that he will save us all.
Thank you. The crowd behind me appears to be getting larger and louder as we speak.
Teacher, tell your disciples to stop all this racket.
If these were silent, even the stones would shout out. Oh, Jerusalem, if only you had recognized on this day the things that make for peace.
That's all we have for now on location. Stay tuned for more on this developing story. I have a feeling it's not over yet. This is Sanderson Cooper, live from Jerusalem.